James Dan, who lives in Rank County, says the South Sudan government made the right decision.
We need a stability first also in South Sudan, because whenever there is a stability, the country also will be stable. At this moment, the people will suffer, but suffering is better than whenever there is no stability.
Michael Lem, a resident of Malakal, says security is paramount during elections. He says the extension could give time to prepare for free and fair elections.
Their worry is that there will be no improvement after these 2 years. If there is mess up in every part like this, then what is the goodness of this thing? So if we spend these 2 years and there will be free and fair election where there will be no other sections or other parties which will be warring party again, then it's good also. But what we are seeing, it seems as if we are still will be continuing like this in the same way.
Malek Bol, another Malakal resident, says the government should prioritize road connections during the extension period.
There is no road connection so that you can be able to go to any county or any payam in South Sudan here now. So we suppose to connect South Sudan first with the road. Then census will come, unification of forces will come. I'm afraid our leaders don't evaluate the situation, and that's why they don't respect the agreement. They don't care about the suffering of the people of South Sudan.
Gabriel Oloich lives in the United Nations Protection of Civilians site in Malakal. He says some South Sudanese hope the Kenya-led peace process known as the Tumaini Initiative could bring change.
People, they have no choice because we cannot have choice as we don't have any change. This situation now is just normal to the people, different agreement made, there's no change. So people lose hope on that because people think that even this thing will be the same.
Officials in the transitional government of national unity say they extended the transitional period because of security and logistical challenges. In 2022, the transitional period was extended and elections scheduled for this December in what was dubbed a roadmap for the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kuad, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.